Blog Talk Radio.
What's up, world? Welcome to another episode of Art Cloud Radio. I am your fearless host and leader, John Williams. Each week, we bring you art and creativity in the purest form. Art Cloud Radio is dedicated to finding and featuring art and creativity everywhere. Everybody's welcome. This week is special, y'all. Absolutely. We in the new year, 2016, baby. And gotta know that for whatever reason, I just feel deep in my spirit that it's going to be different. And part of that reason is because I've really taken Art Cry Media to new heights. When I really sat down and thought about it, I'm like, wait a minute, I'm a business owner. So why not show love to other business owners all across the United States? I mean, I've hosted more than 1,000 episodes. We have over 2,000 hours of content available free, no charge, in the Apple iTunes Music Store as a podcast. I went on ahead and paid for that in advance for you. Don't worry about it. We're broadcasting over 42 countries. We have people right now, as I look at it, in China, in Saudi Arabia. It looks like Brazil is checking in. Thank you, Canada. We appreciate you too, Toronto. Thanks for that. So this is a big show. I would be remiss if I didn't take time to thank Blog Talk Radio for giving your boy an avenue to be able to talk about different things and expose the world to business owners all across the globe, really. So, real quick, I want you to have this number handy because if you know somebody with a business or if you have a business or you're a small business owner, I want you to call in. You know, you ever heard of an elevator pitch? This is where you take, 60 seconds, 2 minutes to really, if you was in an elevator with somebody that has some decision-making power, or that if you had 60 seconds on that show, the Shark Tank, to be able to talk about what it is that you do, you know, the public ought to know really quickly what it is that your business is all about. There ain't no competition, man. This is a showcase. I want everybody to benefit from this. 347-205-9896 is the number. I guess y'all one more time. Some of y'all don't listen to that. 347-205-9896 is the number to call if you have a business and you want to share it with the world. Also, I really would appreciate it if some more people would just show their love for Art Cry by purchasing a signature Art Cry tee. We have them in black and white, also in charcoal now. I tend to like the charcoal. It goes well with my deep ebony skin, if you know what I mean. And I appreciate y'all for it. But remember, it's not just about a fashion statement, but a large portion of the proceeds actually go towards funding art appreciation and art advocacy programs all across the country. Visit us on the web, www.artcryofficial.com. Once again, www.artcryofficial.com. And that will be the portal. You can not only buy one of those fly, super-duper fly shirts, but you can actually see what we do with the money. I promise y'all I'm doing good things with it. Come a long way. So right now, what we're going to do is take a quick musical break so I can warm everybody up. I see the phone lines are blowing up, and I cannot wait to get on there. But for now, we're going to play a little bit of music. This comes from some of the local homies, man. Sam I Am. Too many rappers. Love it. Be right back with more Art Cry Radio.
Never mind that his pants are
tight and some jean leggings. Got the nerve to hold a mic. Grown men dancing like kids is foolish. You Dougie, then you'll leave here with a slick Rick. My oil is sore when I spit that British. With your weak bitch, I rock out like Cheap Trick. You know, hey. Cheap Trick, she eat like deep dish. In the hood, they call the freaknik. I tell you a secret. You never defeat this. Come keep my uniqueness. See your eyes on my thesis. Boy, you're being facetious. Stop joking with the nonsense. These rappers don't want none like an overcrowded
town. Not enough MCs, too many rappers. Not enough MCs, too many rappers. Not enough MCs who wanna get up on this microphone and tip me. Too many rappers. Not enough MCs, too many rappers. Not enough MCs, too many rappers. Not enough MCs who wanna get up on this microphone.
Competition, don't step, dude. You're better off watching Shrek 2. This my crew, I take 52 cards, deck you. It's me, your encyclopedia, Brown, not Charlie. Sheen or a horse, you ache from the force. I'm the new source, double XL, I excel, the extra large, and Gino, we know. Pony Bologna's are nominated for an Oscar, more like Maya Angelou. I rise, beat rolls to the occasion, and so did I. I make sure you ain't forget that we represent the shy. If I tell you how to have drive, you'll be tireless. Your chest better be like my internet wireless. We can catch up and let that tap into your mind. But this isn't Gregory Hines. Heavenly lines mesmerize, the melody shines. Heavenly dimes, sexy bodies are steadily climb.
Too many rappers, not enough MCs. Too many rappers, not enough MCs. Too many rappers, not enough MCs. Who wanna get up on this microphone and tip me? Too many rappers, not enough MCs. Too many rappers, not enough MCs. Too many rappers, not enough MCs. Who wanna get up on this microphone and tip me?
Sam's the lyrical commander. Not the store or credit card, but I express like Panda. Killing MCs is written on my daily planner.
So all you prepare for the cat scanner. I mutilate my break beat with elite stanza. Grinding up, you silly f***ing hey. The coriander.
Rappers have nothing for me, you leave the glory slander. Ladies sitting on my lap, tell me what you want, I'm Santa. This a real hip-hop, never pop like Fanta.
Yo, this sick will consider this colon cancer. I'm the question to which there's no answer. Allergic to whack MCs like pet stands.
Hands up, I speak out, this old lock, no handcuffs. Man, punk, that's why you sound so damn tough. Taking over the game, that's the plan.
Your clown stand down when Brown and Sam stand up.
What man up?
Suck MCs out there, man. Wanna be rappers and this? Ill State for life. Chi-Town, we in the building. SAK all day, like competing at Brown, Sam, I am.
Too many rappers, not enough MCs. Too many rappers, not enough MCs. Too many rappers, not enough MCs. Who wanna get up on this microphone and tell me?
Gotta love it. Gotta love it. Man, that's real hip hop. That's like the original feel the real hip hop. Sam I Am and crew. Too many rappers. Appreciate y'all. Welcome back to Art Cry Radio. I am your host, John Williams, and this week we are doing a business owner, small business owner appreciation show. I'm gonna get right into it, man. I don't have time to play around. We're going to somebody I respect very, very much first. He out of Chicago. So I definitely appreciate him being on the phone. If you give me a moment, let's work this switchboard. Yes, sir. Yo, welcome to Art Cloud Radio. Mr. Styles, you on the air, man?
Man, I'm here. Can you hear me?
Yeah, appreciate you, man. So I know a lot about you, but I don't want to take. I want you to talk. This is for you. This is your showcase.
All right, man. First of all, I appreciate being on a fine, great show like yourself.
Thank you.
Second,
so
I'm going to tell you about my business called Royal Prep Daycare 2. I'm the director, the owner of the daycare, you know, like, so like, move like Daddy Daycare, you know?
If I'm hearing you right, you're telling us you have a place for my crumb snatchers. You know, I got one of them, and he's kind of bad, but you have a place. Where is it located? Like, where are you at?
I'm located in Chicago, Southside Chicago, Illinois, 226 West 110th Place. You can also go to the Facebook. I also have a Facebook page. Also, email if you want to reach me at royalprepcare2@mail.com, or you can contact me at 773-816-2892. I'm open from 6 to 6. Also, my prices are very simple. Everybody, $90 a week. Also,
oh,
it's 60 Right, $50 also for aftercare for kids that like want to get dropped out from school. We also provide tutors, hot meals, everything, man. I got there's three levels, so something for every kid, something to do. And it's always it's a lot
man,
more.
You know what, this is awesome because very rare have you heard of like guys doing this. But I know every time I need to go out or do something, I tend to choose a guy anyway because I know my baby gonna be all right. He's gonna be cool with you, man. I appreciate it. And then right now, Chicago. With all that's going to need a place like this. So to give it to him one more time, man, so can they find you again?
I'm in Chicago, Illinois. Again, the name of my daycare is Royal Prep Daycare 2. I said it's called the first step to a bright future. You know, so that's a chance. Also, you know, so like I said, I have a son, so I felt he wasn't getting the stuff he needed at the daycare. Was getting, and I felt I had the same, I can provide the same thing he can. But also, I'm also able to also help out young people out here with the prices I'm providing for them. I know the other daycare is charging like $200. They basically got their kids sitting in front of TV doing nothing, not learning nothing. Like I said, a lot of stuff is more interactive, where it's less TV and it's more activities going on throughout the daycare.
Man, that's awesome hearing somebody be passionate about what they're doing. Thank you so much. Y'all heard them. The daycare, y'all can find them on Facebook. Man, I appreciate you. Thank you very, very much.
Thank you very much. Royal Prep Daycare.
Yes, sir. Royal Prep Daycare, baby. Man, I wish I was in Chicago. I promise I'll take the babies right there. I'll prepay. Give me 3 weeks, man. 3 weeks. What we got next? It looks like we got folks from all over with all different types of businesses. This particular person, I'm going to go to them right now because as I understand it, they have like a unique shop. Let me bring Jovan, are you on the air? It seems like you're out there.
I am on the air. How are you?
I am well. I have been following you for what you've been doing. I'm so proud of you. So proud of you. But I know everything. I want to be quiet. This is your show. This is your chance to showcase what it is y'all are doing you got. So go on, work it out. Tell everybody.
All right. My name is Jovan Haney. I am an owner, the owner, and an instructor here at Beyond Basic Nail Academy in Posen. What we offer, we're a Illinois state-approved school offering instructions on being a nail technician or a nail technician instructor where you learn how to do nails, how to talk, how to present yourself, talk to the public. We teach business. We teach scheduling. We teach prices. You get real-world experience here. It's a 350-hour program, very low payment, very dedicated staff. We have fun. We do a lot of different stuff, but this industry is amazing. It offers so much potential, so many opportunities to everyone, part-time, full-time. You can definitely make your mark and make you some great money. So we're offering that here, and we have fun.
Oh, my God. You make me – it's like, well, I promise you, when I found out what she was doing, it made me stop biting my nails, you know what I'm saying? Because that's not attractive, you know what I mean?
It's disgusting.
Yeah, and I know, like, if I was to come around y'all, you know what I'm saying, and I got to hide my nails, you know how people do. But can men come there too? Can we do the mani-pedi for us as well?
Absolutely. We offer services that our students provide. Everything is done by the students. We offer $8 manicure, $13 pedicure.
Wait, hold on. You said only $8? It sounded like Hustle Man when he was like, $8. Yes, $8. Man.
Absolutely, yes. $8 manicure, $13 pedicure. Our students, they get in it, they're practicing, and that's why we do it. You know, my goal is to make sure that they're comfortable when they leave school, that they can actually function as a nail tech, and what better way to do it than to practice on the public. So I'm not going to let the public come in here and pay $30 for a manicure pedicure that's getting done by a student. We just do a little bit to compensate for the products and the time. Students welcome tips, but yes, they get real life practice. Discount prices. We're open Wednesday through Friday to the public and all day on Saturday, so you definitely can come in and get services discounted by our students. Yes, $13.
Man, I got it. You know, I done paid $27. I'm mad now. Anyway, give it to them one more time. Where they can find you if you're on any kind of social media, that way people who got them crusty booty business can go and find you and get worked out.
All right. Our Facebook page is Beyond Basic Nail Academy. Just go ahead and put in the search. We're on Instagram at Beyond Basic Nail. We keep everything updated on both of those sites. We have a website. It's www.beyondbasicnailacademy.com. We're located at 2813 West 147th Street in Posen, Illinois. It's literally right off I-57 and I-294, right smack dab in the middle before you get to Kedzie. And we're here. We're here anytime. Questions, comments, shout-outs, we take it all. We love it all. We welcome all any type of publicity, whatever you got for us.
Man, congratulations. I appreciate you. Y'all heard it here first, man. We got business all over. We got daycare centers, nail shops. I mean, we got Art Cry Radio out there touching the lives of men, giving people the opportunity, you know, to be able to talk about the creative things that they do and et cetera. We're going to switch gears now. We have another person. I'll be out there in radio, man. I'm going to go to her. Miss Kyra, how you doing, Miss Kyra? What's up?
Hi.
Welcome to Art Cry Radio. I know all about you, but I'm so glad you called in because I want you to tell the people out there listening in all these countries that got cash and money and want to maybe do something like this. Tell them a little bit about who you are and what you do.
Okay, well, I am a couture lingerie company. I started my business about 6 years ago, recently moved to Marietta, Georgia, opened up shop.
Congratulations.
Thank you. I design and sew lingerie for women of all sizes, women from zero on till they have to be measured. So there's no woman left behind when it comes to shopping with Kylie Couture.
And when you say that, because usually, you know, obviously as a man, I'm excited about this. I'm excited. I'm blushing, and I'm real dark, man, but you can still see. I don't turn red, but I'm burgundy. I'm like a maroon. Did you just say that you make luxury couture lingerie?
Yes.
Oh, my gosh. You make lingerie. Lingerie. Oh, okay. And it's not like the stuff that you can just buy. Because I'm going to be honest, man, when you go to Walmart, to get to the men's section, sometimes you got to walk past them bloomers or those real big, those heavy cotton joints. You know what I mean? It's nothing about them that's sexy. It's not no sex appeal about that.
Yeah.
How is yours different?
Well, mine is different because I am a black woman who makes lingerie, and that's very rare. There are black women out there who are lingerie designers and have companies, but not many. So a lot of the mainstream lingerie companies are owned by men, designed by men, manufactured over somewhere, mass-produced. So that's the difference between my company. I bring in other women to sew the lingerie as well. It's handmade. And when I say black-owned, I mean, yes, I'm a black woman. I understand the differences in the body that's not found in mass production, where our butts might be a little more curvy or bigger.
Yes, they curvy. Yes, they are. Yes, they are. Curvy. I'm sorry. I couldn't. I love the black woman's form.
Really? So we get it. We get the woman's body, you know. And so when you shop or purchase our items, it fits well, it lasts long, it's beautiful, because we get it. We get what women are looking for because we are women. So that's the difference.
So happy. I promise it is amazing seeing people do all these different things. One more time, how can people find you? Like if they're looking on the web or if they happen to be around ATL, how can they find you again?
Okay, we have a few ways they can find us. Let's first start off with the website, and that's KylieCouture.net, KAILEECOUTURE.net. They can also find us in Marietta. We're located in the Marketplace, which is located at 562 Wiley Road, and that's WYLIE, in Suite 24 in Marietta, Georgia.
Ooh, stop, Jack. Oh, man, next time I go to Yale, I'm going to have to stop through there because I might need some help. I may need, you know, because as a guy, you're going, you're like, she kind of this tall, she kind of this big, she kind of this, you know. You can help us too, though, right?
Exactly.
All right. Well, I appreciate you calling in for choosing Art Car Radio. Man, they got lingerie going down, man. Woo, I got to put on some guapole just to calm the nerves. Yeah, just, all right, that's enough. We could take a break. Real quick, you guys are tuning in to Art Choir Radio. I'm your host, John Williams, and every week we bring you art and creativity in all forms, and this week is the Small Business Showcase. This week we are shining a spotlight, an overdue spotlight, on small business owners all across the United States, baby. Looks like I got some folks in 901 area code checking in. My memory don't serve me right. I can't remember who was in 901, but you are on Art Cry Radio. How you doing?
Yep. Yo, can you hear me?
Oh, man, hear you well, man. I like some testosterone on this. And we had a couple of women on there, so you got to balance it out with the dude.
You know, you have my boy L Styles on, man. He still sound like he Elmo back in Kenwood. You know what I'm saying? That's why he work well with the kids, because the daycare center, they think he one of the kids.
I trust
they like,
my
yo.
Baby. Yeah, I promise I'll send my baby, and they'll come
yo,
back
for
happy.
For 90 bucks a month, I will too. That's real talk.
Yeah, that's a
don't
good rate, man. But I know a lot about you. Man, this is the business, small business showcase. Be quiet. It's your show. I want you to tell folks a little bit about what you do and break it down for the folks out there.
Man, shout out to you for creating this for us, man. Real quick, my name is George Glenn Tolbert out of the south side of Chicago. Man, I had an amazing experience myself back in 2013. I worked on my brain and didn't keep my body up. So I ended up using a product called Herbalife, man, and I lost 20 pounds in my first 4 weeks. And then, like, you know, 8 months later, I was down 105. Then 11 months, I was down 142. And I put on
I'm confused. Wait. You said he was down that much? Wait a minute, man.
Let me do this. Let's do the Missy Elliott, you know, permanent rant now. So, let
okay,
I'll find it back for you, man. Yeah. So, like, first 4 weeks, I was down 20 pounds. 8 months, man, I was down 105. 11 months, I was down 142. Then I packed on 20 pounds of lean muscle. And it was all just nutrition-based, no stimulants, all herbal products, all natural products, vitamins, minerals, micronutrients. For me, I was real skeptical because, you know, I studied pharmacy in school, so I'm like, you know, if it's not regulated by the FDA, you can't trust it. But then I thought about it, man, shoot, you got drugs and post-market studies with the FDA that's been out for 7 years killing folks. So I was like, I'm supposed to give this a shot. It's been around 30-plus years. Let me give it a shot. Sure enough, I did. Man, I had people coming up to me like, yo, what are you doing? I wasn't trying to get into business. I was just trying not to be the fat guy in the room. So they were like, what are you doing? I'm like, man, I'm doing this Herbalife. I sent them to my man, Mike Graham, to put me on. But after I sent like 5 to 6 people to him, just from people asking me what I was doing, I was like, man, I could do this. And sure enough, man, in like my first week in the business, man, I was so grateful. Did like $4,600, man, and then the rest just took off.
I made a mistake. I thought my thought in my ear. It sounded like you said $4,600. Oh, you talking about $600? $4,600.
I'm real serious, man. Like in that first month, man, just because my results spoke for themselves, I had a lot of people that were saying, George, what are you doing? And in my first month, I did $4,600 in that first month. Since you get to purchase your products, since at the time I was purchasing my product at 50% off, man, you know, that's 50% of the profit going right back to my pocket. So let me do the math for you. You do the math. Y'all got calculators, man. If I do $4,600 and I get the products with 50% off, I mean, the rest is history. The rest of that goes straight in my pocket.
And that's
you know,
good
so,
math
man,
to me.
Man, you know, and it, you know, and it was super simple, no pyramid type scheme. You know, I didn't get no $1,000 or nothing when I signed people up. It was nobody got money when I signed up. It was straight honest commission. You know what I'm saying? So thank you, man. And so I was super grateful. You know, the opportunity to impact lives. You know, to help cousins and wives fall in love with each other again because they love each other's body. All right, you too. You know, to have parents being able to run with their kids because we all hit our 30s and thought we still shoot jump shots like we was in our 19 and whatnot. And then we got out there running with our kids, and we started slowing down, trying to figure out what was going on with our bodies, you know. And it took me passing out at my desk with sleep apnea, you know, for me to really get serious about it.
Man, you know what? I want to let people know how they can be down. They're like, well, like, how can they get in touch? There's a lot of cats out there trying to lose weight, and they need something.
Absolutely,
they,
man.
How can they be down?
Yeah, you can call me direct, man. You know, 901-282-7645, or I can be reached by email, G as in George, G as in Glenn, T-O-L-B-E-R-T, the number 2, at gmail.com. This is George, ggtobert2@gmail.com. Or you can hit me up on Facebook, all social media. I'm George Glenn_2 on Instagram and Twitter. George G. Tolbert II on Facebook. However you want to get at us, man, we got amazing stuff. We're impacting lives. We're taking care of a lot of people. And we're making sure people are healthy.
Time out, man, truly.
Love life.
Thank you so much for putting this out there, man. There's a lot of people that don't know Herbalife. Y'all see them stickers. Y'all be seeing those videos. Now, come on, don't act crazy. Now you be seeing, now you got an end. Now you have an end. Appreciate you, George, man. Much love.
Absolutely, man. Thank you for the...
Awesome, awesome. Man, we got so much show left. I know that the show says 30 minutes, but I can be on here however long. I feel like it. And I feel like we're going to run this thing for an hour and a half. I want everybody to get on, man. We got to make sure, like Biggie said, everybody spread love. Spread love. That's what we're going to do. We got more folks on the phone. Now, I don't know if they listening or what, but we're about to go to them because I want to make sure that we show love to the people out there, these business owners. It's hard work. It's hard work. We got somebody from 312 Air Call. I recognize that. That's Chicago. If y'all say in radio land, say hello. How you doing?
Well, hello. How you doing?
Never better. You know, I feel like I feel like how I look, which is good. You know what I'm saying? I'm just telling y'all how I feel. Welcome. I know who this is. I know who this is, and I know a lot about what you do, but this is your show. This is your show.
Okay.
I want you to tell people who you are and a little bit about your business.
Cool. Well, my name is Tamika Echols, and I'm actually the owner of Echo State Farm Insurance. I'm in Chicago in the Lincoln Park area. Basically, what I do is a lot of people assume that State Farm is just truly auto insurance, homeowners insurance, and that's fine. My passion really is about creating generational wealth for individuals so that they can basically, you know, live out what their true goals and dreams are, as well as create a platform for their children and children's children so that everybody coming after them are financially set. That's kind of what my biggest passion is in doing what I do, just helping people, again, with their finances. A lot of people in our community, we don't really take advice the correct way on what we should be doing. And I promise you there are so many different platforms out here where people can be financially secure. And, again, not have to do the whole GoFundMe thing if something were to happen. And if
that's so embarrassing. I'm going to jump in. It's so embarrassing. If somebody passed away and then you got – big homie with his hat crooked, talking about we got a GoFundMe page so we can put Big Mama to rest. Come on, let's not be. She said it. I'm going to reiterate it. You know what I mean? This is important. When somebody passes on in certain ethnicities, it's a natural thing. Who getting what? You know, who getting the vote? Who getting this? But we don't do that. And it's important. Now, tell me this. Because a lot of times people think insurance and they just think automotive, but it's a lot of different types of insurance and stuff, right?
Yeah, so you have basically, again, like I said, you have auto, homeowners, then from there, that's the standard. You have your life insurance, disability, health insurance. Right now we're in open enrollment for health care. Those that don't have their health care definitely need to reach out. Otherwise, you're going to be penalized on your taxes. You know, we have different insurances that help out with your deductible when you go to the hospital so that you don't have to come up with that money out of pocket. And we automatically basically pay you. All you're doing is walking into the hospital and we cut you a check. So there's so many different things out there, but people just don't know about them. And then when you try to tell them, sometimes they don't want to hear it. But that's okay. I'll keep talking.
They hard. You know what? They're hard. It ain't never been nowhere. They never had nothing. We won't be. Hey, I wasn't that hard
headed. True.
But you turned it around. I was like, you know what? You make a lot of sense. And within light speed, I said, go on here, man. Go on. We're going
to
be
the
whole
sense.
Year. Let me prepay the whole
year.
Think
about it. If you're in your 30s, and even let's just hypothetically say that you, God forbid something were to happen to you and you can pass your family $500,000 and all you were paying was maybe $30-$40 a month, makes sense. I mean, in your lifetime, are you going to create that? So, I mean, of course we all want to. Everybody wants to be a millionaire, hands down. Everybody wants to. But just hypothetically say if I don't get there, I know if I pass, my loved ones are straight. I just have to teach them what to do with the money while I'm living. So,
man,
I mean, it makes sense.
My kids would be hood rich. Oh, man. After they bought all the Benzes and went on all the trips and got off the Jordan and got all the property, they would be hood rich. They have every video game. I want that. I don't want them to be spoiled, but, I mean, I don't want them to be struggling trying to pay.
You don't want them to struggle.
It ain't right, man.
Yeah.
It ain't right. I appreciate it. Now, if I heard right, you said you actually have a facility. It ain't like they just gonna call some 1-800 number. They can actually get down with you and go
correct.
Visit you or something, right? Where
they
can you tell people how they can find you and all of that?
So
again,
they can find me if they want to come to the office. My office again is in Lincoln Park in Chicago. I'm one block from the Apple Store. Most people know where that is. So the actual address is 1611 North Clybourne Avenue. Again, that's in Chicago, 60614. You can also find me on Facebook under Echo State Farm Insurance. You can email me or go to my website at www.tamikaeckles.com. And as always, you can call me at 312-944-9700 is the number. And if you say that you heard from us from Art Cry Radio, there is a special gift for you.
It's just going down. I'm gonna send all these gangsters and thugs and all these people that live a high risk lifestyle. I'm sending them to you because I know they got money. I'm tired of this, man. We got to change these habits together. Anyway, much
this
love. We appreciate you. Thank you so much for enlightening the audience. Already, y'all heard it, man. We got insurance people with builders next to the Apple Store. Man, stop playing with me. We on a whole other level. I know that. Some of you are like, oh, my God, I can't hear it no more. Relax, because this show continues on. We had 30 minutes of airspace, but I'm going to continue on. Please tell your people, tell all your folks to call 347-205-9896. 347-205-9896, because we're talking about small businesses, and this is the showcase. This is where you get to talk and do your elevator pitch and tell everybody this is free marketing. And it don't just die when we hang the phone up. I am broadcasting over like 90 countries, and it's on Apple's iTunes. Plus, you'll be able to email this link and say, yo, I was on the radio today. You can paste it in Facebook. You can send it via Twitter. This is bigger than us, man. We need to make sure we take care of one another. And I ain't talking about just black and white. We can anybody. I got brown homies. I got Asian friends. I got people overseas. We trying to help you. So being a small business owner is one of the toughest jobs in America. It's more than 40 hours. Ask me, I know. Straight up. Read or talk. All right. I'm going to put some more music on. I think I'm going to run back that guap a little bit. There's something about them twists. You know what I mean? I just want to hear her just croon to me. And then I'm going to reach out to some of you guys to get you on the air. So stay tuned. Art Cry Radio. This is the Small Business on the Showcase. Yes, sir. I'm going high. Okay, all right. That's enough. That's enough. I can listen to this all night. I promise that is my sailboat music. That is my excursion music. Welcome back to Art Cry Radio. I am your host, John Williams, with my silly self. And today is the Small Business Showcase. We are going all across the U.S. for people who are small business owners or they have companies, and we just shining a spotlight on them, man. It's a tough job, and sometimes it's thankless, and we don't get the kind of, you know, the credit and exposure that we need. Well, not today. We're going to do this big, y'all. I do have a good friend on the phone. Nickname is Fitz. Fitz. We're not talking about, like, on Scandal. You know, not that kind of Fitz. We use the whole other kind of Fitz. Whole other kind of Fitz. But I'll tell you this. What's awesome about Fitz is, you know, he's doing something very, very special. So I'm going to be quiet because I know a lot about what he does. But I'm going to shout out because this is not my showcase. This is their showcase. So if you're out there in radio land, Mr. Fitzpatrick, are you there?
Yes, I'm here.
Oh, wonderful, wonderful. Thank you for tuning in and for joining us today. I had to make sure that we put you on the air. Tell us a little bit about like, what you do.
Thank you for having me, Brother Williams.
No problem.
What do you want me to talk about?
Well, first, I mean, he like one of those people that smart people like. I consider myself to be smart. Okay, I got 29 on ACT first time. I mean, I ain't bragging, but I'm kind of bragging because I ain't think I was gonna score. He won.
Brag, brother, brag.
Yeah, you know, it was the first try. They come out, you could take it again. No, sir, we good. I'm gonna tap out. But tell us, he's one of those people that like really smart, like be getting like research and like citing stuff right using APA format and stuff. You know, like I respect you being on the show, but I want you to tell him a little bit of like Art Possible. And equilibrate all these different things. You got like 100 different pets and jobs, literally and figuratively speaking, too. So,
I'm a little bit of a serial entrepreneur. Just talk a little bit about Equilibrate Partners. It's actually I've been listening to a lot of the business, so it's a little bit different from the other businesses because it doesn't really deal with an end user. It's more of a B2B, so it's a business to business. So what I do is I work with small businesses, individuals, nonprofits, with regard to strategic planning. So people who need to develop business plans or business proposals, just business strategies in general, if they just need different pieces of the plan done, if they need some help with regard to organization or operation, financial, marketing, like all those different pieces that make up your business, that's what Equilibrate does. And the partners piece is that I have essentially a team of specialists, and a marketing specialist, a financial specialist, someone who deals with customer service, graphic design, all of those different components that I just mentioned, also providing management and agent services. So for those individuals and small businesses that particularly it's been around like art, so those who may want to just focus on their art and not necessarily the business, they want someone to be their advocate, we do that as well. And then, of course, grant writing and grant management. So that's the other piece that we do with Equilibrate Partners. And always looking to bring on new partners as well. So if anybody is interested in that, I'll definitely get my contact information towards the end of this conversation. The other part is Art Possible, which was an initiative. It started out as I wanted to do just kind of this 30-day creative challenge. And just thinking about creatives, and when we think about creatives, we think about people who paint, who do music, all of those types of things. But a creative could be in any field. So really focusing on that. So each day there's a challenge. It's the month of May, and it's since expanded where we do things every month. There's now a Facebook group where we're sharing different information with regard to creative activity and inspiration and all of those types of things. Last year we did a thing called the Eye of the Shy, which I'm going to be reviving this year as well, which was essentially that we would go out to kind of those quintessential places in Chicago and take very provocative pictures, not just from an aesthetic place, but also from a, I would say, from an activist type of perspective as well. So we're going to be resuming that in February. So that's also a kind of a part that comes out of Art Possible. But we're looking to be more interactive and have more activities outside of Facebook with Art Possible going forward.
It's like when, I don't know about y'all, but some people, they talk and you just like to listen to them. You know what I mean? It's just like Jonah Jones. You know, that just comes to mind. And so it's kind of like, oh, yeah, you're right. And it makes you feel smarter than you probably are. And so it was funny listening to Fitz, because Fitz was like, it's like when I go to my grandma's house and she cooking, and I say, what you going to have, grandma? She said, oh, I ain't going to have nothing but some corn on the cob, some ham hocks, some greens, a couple of cornbread, some smoked turkey, and we're going to make some pork chops and a couple of pieces of salad, some watermelon, and some parmesan. It's like it's all these things over and over. And he's doing all these things, so he's definitely the kind of person that you definitely should know. For the people who might not, you know, who might not, like, read enough books and they didn't get all of it, I just want to just go give them, like, a Reader's Digest version. There are a couple of companies he has. One is the Equilibrate Partners. He told you about that. It's kind of help, kind of a help for small businesses and business owners and creatives. And then he has the Art Possible, which actually has a Facebook page. You can go and find it. Hard to miss. I mean, they feature all kinds of different things. And if they want to get at you any further, I mean, is it okay if they email you, or, you know what I mean, or the web? I just want to be sure we get people to you that think they, you know.
Absolutely, absolutely. My website, well, I'm doing a little bit of revamp of the website, but my email is cfitzpat@e-partners.co. So again, that's cfitzpat@e-partners.co.
Awesome. Well, I promise I wish I can just do a whole another show, because it's things that if you talk, I'm like, yeah, I think I need a little help with some grant writing, because I got to get some money so I can do some stuff in South America.
Hit me up. Definitely hit me up. My number is, my office phone is 312-291-1775. That's 312-291-1775. One other business that is about to get off the ground, I should say, and it's been around for a couple of years, but we've just doing a little bit. But my nephew and I started a t-shirt line called Cock and Owl, and I know that Cock and Owl, but anyway, where that comes from.
Yeah, it's okay. I mean,
the cock is a rooster, so you early morning, and of
my
course, the owl is
okay, guys,
late at night.
Y'all got
so it's all about the person who grinds, and it's all about the hustler. So, like, that's what's the inspiration for all of the messages on the t-shirts. So, it's Cock and Owl. So, yep. Yep, so that's the new business that's coming about.
Yeah, I heard him. He talks about anything. He said, what's the business? Oh, it's called Cock and Owl. And you know what I mean? He follows up with explanations, because there's a lot of people with empty minds out there. And we got people with them kind of business, I'm sure. And we're going to do that next week when we do the B-side version of this. I got scribbles. I got people that does. Erotic salute. I guess we should say that, but we got a lot of stuff planned for you. Thank you so much, Fitz. I really appreciate you taking the time out today, straight up.
Hey, no problem. Thanks for having me, John. Anytime.
Awesome. So we got people all over the world, man. I gotta take a break. This is just awesome. I feel a lot of love.